All right, back to sports.
Why are certain national pundits more positive on the Niners than our fans? Emmanuel Acho, this is where I want to start today.
Speakeasy podcast.
Speakeasy podcast was talking about the San Francisco 49ers, and he's high on them, and here's why.
If you're the Niners, who's better than you? The Seattle Seahawks? But on paper, the Seahawks should not be better. Seahawks got some dogs and are a more complete team, and they got younger players that are healthier, and young, hungry dogs run faster. But like on paper, the Niners should be looking at the NFC and saying, this is as weak of an NFC as we've seen since we've been legit. NFC championship at minimum should be the goal. Like when you think about the Niners, the NFC teams that you would suggest are just better than them, clearly on paper, clearly. The Rams. And that's on paper, by the way. In real life, during the regular season, the Niners be having a Rams number. But on paper, the Rams. Outside of that, I could look at every team and be like, they got weaknesses like we got weaknesses. If I'm the San Francisco 49ers, and mind you, I beat the Eagles last year, and I was worse, and they were better. Imagine how much better I should be than the Eagles this year. If I'm the Niners, that's my thought process.
All right. How come it doesn't feel like we're buying it?
Well, I would just tell Acho, and hopefully I know the boss is effort team him. Hopefully we get him on the show. I would just tell him, then you're telling me those eight quarters and two hellified important games last year for the San Francisco 49ers versus the Super Bowl champs, the Seattle Seahawks, meant nothing? Because that right there is what scares me about the Niners getting to out of the NFC and the Super Bowl. Hopefully I'm wrong, but as far as why his view seems different than the feeling here in the Bay, maybe because he's not here in the Bay living through these injuries and watching Kittle and the great Bosa go down and Fred Warner. So Acho, I would tell him, yeah, on paper, if their injury history wasn't a part of it, I feel what you're putting down, but I feel like he's omitting Fred Warner, and I expect him to be the old Fred, is going to come back and be Fred. You went and got Green. You're living in the past in the sense of Greenlaw and Debo. You made decisions to let those guys go. Now they're back here. My question is why, and hopefully it's smooth. But, man, Steiny, why do I feel like he's just disrespecting Seattle, who's the Super Bowl champ and destroyed and dismantled the Niners twice? So that's all I would say to Acho, but on paper, I get, because the Niners got guys, but Kittle's coming back from injury. Bosa's coming back from injury. What are they going to look like? Your young secondary, are they going to have a great pass rush to where it can help them out? But he's talking like this is 2023, I feel.
Well, I mean, I'm kind of with you, no doubt about it, but I also have to allow for the fact that what if they do stay healthy? What if Trent Williams can stay healthy? What if Warner and Bosa can stay healthy? Then maybe, Seattle's had some losses in the offseason. But it is kind of, he says that the Rams are better. But listen to what he says about the Seahawks at the beginning of this.
If you're the Niners, who's better than you? The Seattle Seahawks? But on paper, the Seahawks should not be better. Seahawks got some dogs and are a more complete team, and they got younger players that are healthier, and young, hungry dogs run faster. But like on paper, the Niners should be looking at the NFC and saying, this is as weak of an NFC as we've seen since we've been legit. NFC championship at minimum should be the goal. Like when you think about the Niners, the NFC teams that you would suggest are just better than them, clearly on paper, clearly. The Rams. And that's on paper, by the way. In real life, during the regular season, the Niners be having a Rams number. But on paper, the Rams. Outside of that, I could look at every team and be like, they got weaknesses like we got weaknesses. If I'm the San Francisco 49ers, and mind you, I beat the Eagles last year, and I was worse, and they were better. Imagine how much better I should be than the Eagles this year. If I'm the Niners, that's my thought process.
All right, so basically what I'm hearing him say is that, yes, the Rams are better than the Niners. But the Seahawks on paper aren't. Or if the 49ers are healthy and play to their potential, he thinks the 49ers could be better than the Seahawks, which tells me he thinks the Seahawks, A, won't be playing at the same level. Wow. And he thinks the 49ers, he has to believe
they're healthy.
That the injuries last year were the big reason why they got thumped by the Seahawks late in the season twice.
Mm. I think Seattle's one of the best, I'll ask you, one of the best defensive units in the game. And you just gave your hotshot cornerback Witherspoon all that bread, the highest contract for a cornerback in the game. You got pass rush. You got McDonald, who looks like the defensive version of Kyle Shanahan, and you won the Super Bowl. But, you know, again, I told you guys in the first segment, I feel like this is the first time personally I don't know which way this Niner season can go, and that is all dependent on the health. But Acho, I guess, has given them the benefit of the doubt. But, I mean, I look at the Rams in Seattle, and I honestly feel like we're talking about the two best teams in the league. And they're in your division. So, I mean, it'll all come out in the wash. But, you know, I know they lost Kenneth Walker, the running back. But we know that's one of the easiest positions in the game to kind of, you know, retool at. But, man, I still got Seattle as a problem.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, when we talk about best case and worst case scenarios with teams, you know, obviously the best case for the 49ers would be if they stay healthy. But I think most people would say worst case is if they get hurt. And I actually think there's a worse case than that, and that is if they stay healthy and they're not very good. What happens if the 49ers stay healthy for the most part, but they don't make the playoffs with these guys? Then wow. That tells me that they may be in store for big changes next year. Not that they wouldn't be in store for big changes if guys get hurt and that's their leads to a tough season. But to me, you know, I agree with you, Goo. I don't get a sense for what this team could be, but I give them a plus and a minus. I don't think they're going to be able to stay healthy. I just don't. I think it's unrealistic almost.
Because of, real quick, because of their past or just the game of football?
Because of everything. Because McCaffrey's coming off a monster season of touches. Mm. He's already experiencing tightness. Bosa, already not quite 100%. I think Kittle will be fine. Trent Williams is going to be a game-to-game thing where you're just going to be hoping he plays. So, you know, obviously, it feels like it's impossible to talk about the Niners, you know, without acknowledging their age. Mm. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. You know, yesterday I threw this out and we got a couple calls on it, but then I went on our social media page and it was a part about, like, can somebody tell me why they think the running game will be better next year? And people gave me reasons there, and one of the reasons is that the feeling is last year they had no weapons outside of McCaffrey.
Right.
And that this year they will have weapons with Evans and Kirk and Kittle coming back and maybe Stribling. Here's another guy who's high on the Niners, Steve Smith Sr.
I think this is the most complete wide receiver group that Kyle Shanahan has had as a head coach for the San Francisco 49ers. Hmm. I know he's had it as position coach, OC, but I'm talking about as the head coach of San Francisco 49ers. I think this is the best group he's ever had in San Francisco in his tenure. Hmm. Here's why. Mike Evans, complete wide receiver. The only guy in here because of age that I think is, you know, is a little bit different is the new acquisition with Debo. But Mike Evans, complete receiver. Stribley, complete receiver. Unfortunately, he's not healthy. But Ricky Pearsall, right? Robinson. It's really unique and interesting. Jacob Cowing. Man, they just have a lot of different guys that they can throw at you. And they all run some really good routes uniquely created to their roles.
I love that, Stani, but I heard that yesterday and somebody had mentioned what I'm about to say. I felt like he thinks, and I could be totally wrong, that Pearsall's healthy. Like, Pearsall's done.
He said
Stribling was hurt.
No, I think he said Stribley, and then, like, I thought I heard the same thing. Well, I'll do it again.
One more time. Maybe
I think he just said,
I think this is the most complete wide receiver group that Kyle Shanahan has had as a head coach for the San Francisco 49ers. Hmm. I know he's had it as position coach, OC, but I'm talking about as the head coach of San Francisco 49ers. I think this is the best group he's ever had in San Francisco in his tenure. Mm. Here's why. Mike Evans, complete wide receiver. The only guy in here because of age that I think is, you know, is a little bit different is the new acquisition with Debo. But Mike Evans, complete receiver. Stribley, complete receiver. Unfortunately, he's not healthy, but Ricky Pearsall, right? Robinson. It's really unique and interesting. Jacob Cowing. Man, they just have a lot of different guys that they can throw at you. And they all run some really good routes uniquely created to their roles.
Well, the Cowing, I mean, he's got to stay healthy, Stoney. So I would say miss me with that thus far. But about, let's just, okay, Pearsall's not out there. Their weaponry on the outside is obviously an upgrade. I'll go Apple on you. An upgrade compared to what they had last year. Debo, I don't know, but man, I'm excited to see. But maybe that'll be the difference. And you know, I keep going to McDonald's defense from Seattle and how they suffocated the Niners in 8 quarters. Maybe Kyle knew that they needed to get more explosive on the outside, and maybe they have.
Yeah, they're not as – this is not the best wide receiver group.
Where are you going? I think I know where you're going. Okay, Sanders?
So let's look back 2 years ago. They had Ayuk, Debo, and Juwan Jennings.
I like that.
Okay, so do you think Evans is going to have a year like Ayuk had 2 years ago?
It's very possible.
I say no, because Ayuk was pretty good that year. Is Debo now going to be better than he was 2 years ago when he was really good?
You know,
when
I'm an optimist, I got to say no.
Okay, are we really going to say that right now, without one game played, that Stribling's going to be better than Juwan Jennings? I can't say that right now.
Right.
So,
but I could see it happening. Go ahead. Yeah,
they have the potential. And if they do it, they'll probably be considered better. But no, Ayuk was entering his prime that year.
Man.
This is kind of what I mean. Like we all see what Ayuk's up to now, and he hasn't played in a couple of years.
Yeah.
But like, I'm not gonna forget how, you know, for 2 years, Ayuk, he's great. He's an ID, one of the best in the league. With speed. Okay. Yeah. So I mean, can Mike Evans at his age really be as dynamic as Ayuk was a couple of years ago?
I got him as a possession receiver, and he can beat one-on-one with the best of them, Stoney. But is he going to be that deep threat that you talk about? I don't know, but I saw Ricky Pearsall do it when he was healthy. But Mike Evans is a beast, Stoney. So where he's at, and when you look at the Carfax report, it looks like last year, in regard to games played, and it could repeat itself, and hopefully not, that was an anomaly. But if he can stay upright with this system – and become Brock's favorite target, which I expect. I mean, he could have an all-pro year.
You know, you use the word anomaly, and it's an interesting word because the way I look at it is, you know, Mike Evans missed half the season last year. You know, was that an anomaly? When Jimmy Butler got hurt for the Warriors, was that an anomaly? Steph Curry got it, was that an anomaly? My feeling is once you reach a certain age, playing the full season is an anomaly. Like, I think we've got to start realizing that older players don't play a full season, and that when they do play most of a full season, that's the anomaly. So when I look at the 49ers, you know, I need Trent Williams to play 15. I need McCaffrey to play 15. Mm. I need Kittle to play 15. I need Mike Evans to play 15. I need Bosa to play 15. But if all of them play, you know, 15 to 17 games, to me, like, that would be the anomaly. But I'm not saying it can't happen, but the 49ers need about a half dozen guys who we're all a little bit skeptical about injury and age-wise to have healthy seasons. And to me, that sounds like a lot to ask.
Gotcha. Now, will that impact when we get to that day we do the preview show on their win total?
Of course. Mm. Of course. I mean, like, if you told me right now the 49ers are going to miss, you know, all their big boys are going to play 15 to 17 games, then I'm going to give them more than 10 wins.
Right.
But I have to go into the season believing they're not going to all be healthy. I just, they're not a young team anymore.